From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up at the center of Ramadi in the day three of a major Iraqi offensive to retake the key city lost 7 months ago to the extremist group. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are using suicide bombers and explosives, as well as civilians as human shields and snipers, in an effort to slow the Iraqi advance. More than 100 extremists are believed to be inside the fortified city at its center. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva, nearly a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Foreign Minister Walid Mualim, commenting to reporters in Beijing, said there was one condition.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference.
The foreign minister did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Mualim said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. Elections in the Central African Republic have been postponed by 3 days. Officials say they need extra time to organize the vote. The polls for president and parliament had been scheduled for this coming Sunday, but sources in the country's National Election Authority tell VOA that polls have now been moved back, pushed to Wednesday, December 30th. About 1.7 million people are registered to vote, but officials said this week they have to distribute ballots and most voter cards. Apparently, they have not gotten that done so far, and now they want to take a little extra time to do it right. This is VOA News.